All righty, everybody. It's 3:04. Good afternoon. This is Jesse Bruce Live here on 92.1 WGHN. And we are starting off the show today with a very special guest. We're being joined by Ben Lavelle. We were talking about, because his name is spelled like Lavelle, like the famous piano player for the Rolling Stones, Chuck Lavelle.
I do not play piano.
No, you don't play piano. But I don't see that name often. So when I saw it, I said, oh, it's got to be like Chuck Lavelle. And then I went out and said it, and you're like, no, my name is Lavelle. Like you're going up a new level. Ben Lavelle, he is the senior executive director over there at Christian Haven, which is all part of the Sunset Senior Communities. And they have a lot of things going on. They have a couple of campuses. They have Waterford Place and the Rose Garden. But today we're talking about Christian Haven. So in this multi-million dollar renovation that you've had going on at these facilities, what specifically was done to the community?
So we did a lot of things. We had an opportunity to go in there, and we did a lot of work to the outside of the facade to clean it up and the landscaping. But one of the biggest things that we did was we did a lot of updating with HVAC. We did a lot of updates with flooring, put on hard surface flooring, moved a lot of walls to accommodate our aging seniors, put in new bathrooms and new shower rooms, just gave the whole thing a new fresh look that is just really accommodating to the modern senior now.
And when you were moving things around, did you find any treasures? Did you see anything, like things left?
You know,
the
they found some things that took a little bit longer than they thought they were going to find.
Yeah.
But, you know, all in all, it went really well. And we're just so happy to be able to serve the community of Grand Haven, because what an awesome place to live and work and just exist.
Yeah. Well, Christian nonprofit Sunset Senior Communities, they're in Jenison.
Yes.
They welcomed their first residents 50 years ago. Throughout the last five decades, they've grown to encompass four senior living communities, two service lines, and a foundation. What is the story behind Sunset acquiring Christian Haven?
So I know nobody really likes to talk about the pandemic, but we're going to have to talk about it to tell the story a little bit. Mm-hmm. The pandemic, Christian Haven was a standalone, smaller assisted living, ran by a couple of great local churches. And they were really struggling during the pandemic and came to us and said, you know what? You guys helped us through the pandemic. We provided some nursing staff and some PPE and everything else, and just said, you know, we'd really like to come along, you to come alongside us and have you operate and give you this campus, because our mission and our values align so much. Both Christian organizations, both been in the community a long time, and we felt and prayed about it a lot and felt that it really fit into our portfolio well. And what a great community to be in, right?
Mm-hmm. We're going to get your location in a second, but you bring up the thing about, you know, these communities in the pandemic, and I know the pandemic's a couple of years ago, but I don't think people remember. I mean, a pandemic affected everything, but like, what was it like day to day in the operations in these facilities during the pandemic, because family couldn't come see family, so you guys were kind of the go-between, weren't you?
Right. I try to forget,
yeah.
But it's still all there. Yeah, we were the go-between between families, but we came up with a lot of great, unique ways that families could visit and still stay within the restraints that the government had and everything else. But yeah, it was a tough time for our residents, but I think we learned a lot from it, and our residents and our staff grew so close because all they had really was each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because staff wasn't able to hang out with friends and everything else, and residents weren't able to hang out with family. So we all grew a lot closer in that time. And some good things did come out of it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the location of Christian Haven. You're right, you know, right in the heart of Grand Haven, so to speak.
Yes, right in the heart of Grand Haven, right off Panora Avenue, just right off from 130, or right off from 31. Just a great location. We're right on the parade route, which is really cool. Our residents absolutely
love that. Right towards the end, yep.
Yeah, our residents love that. And I think the community really loves to see our residents out there during the parade.
Mm-hmm.
We do hot dogs and, you know, lemonade and everything else out there, and just really do it up during the Coast Guard Festival. It's, you know, a treasured thing in the community.
That's where the clown band always kind of circulates.
Yes,
too.
The clown band does a small private concert for our residents. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't seen them before, they are absolutely hilarious.
Yes, they are.
And they are a fun group to have in our residence. It is literally one of the highlights of their year.
Well, I know from my years of doing the parade, like when I would go through there, because that's towards the end. And if you've ever been in the parade, and especially if it's really hot, ooh. Yeah. So you're kind of like on fumes by the time you get there. But you go by, you see the residents out there on the lawn. And I have a megaphone and I would say, oh, you troublemakers, what are you up to? And they just laugh and stuff like that. But they're having a good time and it's right outside the door.
Oh, they love it. They absolutely love it. And it's great for them. We have a lot of beautiful outdoor space too. We just built a new patio with shade sails and everything else, fire pit outside. So not on days like today, but days in the summertime, they get to spend some time outside and just, enjoy the neighborhood. It's so cool. We're right in a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a really big house in the neighborhood.
Right down the street from my daughter's school, as a matter of fact.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. What can a resident expect when moving into assisted living at Christian Haven?
So all brand new amenities we have. It's a great building. We're able to take people that are fairly independent that might just need a little bit of assistance, and we go all the way through end of life care. And that was part of the reason that we remodeled the building, so we can accommodate people through their end of life care. We have great activities and events that take place. We're going to be having our own bus out here to do bus trips that's coming. So it's just a great community to live in. If somebody has a need, then go ahead and give us a call, and we can give a tour. And usually if somebody needs to move in quick, we can usually do it within about 24 to 48 hours. So it's, we have a good quick turnaround. We do have some open beds some open apartments right now, just because, we had to empty a lot out to renovate. So we weren't admitting for quite a while, because we needed those empty rooms to do the renovation. And God bless our residents that went through the renovation. Mm-hmm. We had a little party for them afterwards, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about just getting into the facility. Cause I mean, this is a very, challenging time, I imagine, because it's like if you're a family, because no one's ever coming in at like the proper time.
Right.
I imagine there's a lot of like, hey, mom did this, or I don't know what to do. And let's just say there's somebody out there who's kind of in that space where it's like, I don't know what to do with mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. I just don't know. Could you help me out? Talk me through. I mean, is this the kind of place we should bring her? Am I overestimating? What am I doing?
Right. It's always a good conversation to have. They can call Anna, who's our director there. She does a lot of the day-to-day operations and admissions, or her director of clinical services there. But they can talk through. They're experts in the industry. They've been doing this for so long. We've all been doing this for so long, and we can have those conversations with them and say, maybe it's not quite right the right time. Maybe they're still pretty independent and they might just need a little home in the care in their home, or maybe it is the right time to move in. We find people really thrive when they move into a senior living community, because they're with other people all the time, and it stops that social isolation that we see a lot of times in seniors. But it never hurts to just give a call, take a tour, and ask all the questions you have. Ask all the questions, give the scenarios, and things like that. And we can tell you if it's a good time or, if it's not quite the right time.
Because you deal with this every day, so you've seen everything.
Yeah, we do this every day, 40-plus hours a week. Yeah, we've seen everything. We've heard every story. We've worked with every family dynamic. It's something that we do, and we truly enjoy being the experts in this industry.
What is the role of faith in Christian Haven? It's more than just a name, isn't it?
Yeah, we are a Christian nonprofit local organization. Mm-hmm. So we're a non-denominational Christian nonprofit organization. So we do church services, we do Bible studies, and we really put our faith first, not only with our residents, but within our operations and our executive team too.
Okay. You mentioned you met this for quite a while. What, from when you started, years ago to as you're sitting here right here today, what is the biggest change you've seen in this industry?
I've been in this industry for 18 years now. I know it doesn't look like it. You're probably going to say it's
boyish looks.
12,
boyish looks, yes.
Yes, I know. But yeah, it has been a big change. It has really went a lot from like the traditional old school nursing home, two people to a room, sharing a bathroom, cramped quarters, to now it's more spacious rooms. We're able to do a lot more in an assisted living setting, where in the past you couldn't do a whole lot in assisted living. And like I said, we can go all the way through end of life in assisted living, so somebody could even circumvent ever needing to go to a nursing home.
Okay. We've got Ben Lovell here, and we're talking about Christian Haven, which is not too far from us. It's right down the street from the Lakeshore Middle School, as a matter of fact, here off Pennoyer in Grand Haven. Okay, Ben, if people want to learn more about what's going on over there, where's the best place to go, or if they have any questions, or if they just want to just jump in and kind of wiki you guys,
I think the best thing to do is to go to our website, which is sunsetcommunities.org. And there's a whole page just for Christian Haven. Or they can call directly right to Christian Haven, 616-842-0000. 0170. And they can talk to Anna, our admissions counselor, or our director there. She can answer questions over the phone. But we always invite people to come in, take a tour. It's a very low pressure thing. Come and look around. And we encourage people to tour other places too, because we want to be the right fit for that family and for that loved one.
All right. This is Ben Lovell, and we've been talking about Christian Haven. They've just gotten done with all this remodeling. They're ready to go. They have a few beds available. And if you think it's the right spot for you, Ben just gave you all the contact information. Thank you very much for joining us today,
Ben. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.